Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday: do your daily practice, cultivate an attitude that encourages and supports the practitioner. Throughout the day, each time you hear a negative message, turn attention to encouragement. Pick up the recorder to offer an encouraging message to the practitioner. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Jennifer from Virginia.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. I had a feeling I was going to get through, and I was seeing a lot of resistance around getting in the queue.
That would be an of course.
Yes. So I was just at the retreat. I just got back from traveling, and so I was so afraid to get in the queue because I was like, I don't know what they've been talking about, and I'm, you know, going to be out, and I'm not going to know. But my commitment to myself was to get into the queue every day, no matter what. So
good for you. Good
so
for you.
The assignment really kind of spoke to that, you know, just sticking with my commitment, even though
That's right.
I could hear the voices of resistance saying, you're not going to know what they're talking about and you're not going to have anything to add. And I think just going up against them is really feels good.
Yes. And per the assignment, just sticking with the practitioner. Right, keeping focus on the practitioner and encouraging her. It's fine. You're fine. It's not about keeping up. It's not about performance. We're talking unconditional love here. You're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Right here with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
yes.
Not yeah. So once again, the voices are wrong. And right, and we have an experience of what is really so, which is all we're ever doing is practicing being here in unconditional love, choosing unconditional love regardless of circumstances,
mm-hmm.
which is what you did.
And noticing that those resistance and that comes in is, and noticing that that's, you know, that that's just the voices of self-hate and it's outside of me, and that I can sit in my practice and be present and be here, and I don't have to, I have a choice to not listen to them.
That's exactly right. And in fact, what they can do for us in terms of practice is every time you hear that negativity start up, oh, right, unconditional love. I choose unconditional love. Right here with you, Jennifer. Choose unconditional love. Here we are.
Yeah, and what just dropped in now, what I can see is that you can almost use the voices as a practice tool, because when they do come in, you can use that as a reminder or a tool to pick up the recorder or to do basically the opposite of what it's saying. So
exactly.
You can kind of
exactly.
use them against you like it uses sometimes your practice against you. So
that's exactly right. We're learning to turn the tables. We're learning to do exactly what conditioning, ego, self-hate does to us, and we're using it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which is
mm-hmm.
what you just saw, right? So the voice comes in, blah, 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 blah. Okay? All right. Thank you. Good reminder. Yes, I need to choose unconditional love. Yes, I need to stay in the moment here, right here. Where are my feet? What are the senses doing? Turn to the breath. Thank you. Yes, please. Thank you. I love you.
mm-hmm.
Enjoy being here. They try again. Well, you. And again, all the voices were you, right? Well, you don't know what's going on. You're going to be you. So another big clue, right? So, okay. Don't need to go there. Need to get here.
Yeah, it's like I'm seeing it as like, you know, a little alarm clock almost going off, you know, like
yes.
I have my Fitbit and it vibrates to remind me to, you know, to move. So it's almost like now I can see it as a reminder, like to just, you know, it's like a little
yes.
alarm clock going off saying, okay, you know, just be present. You don't
time
have
to choose unconditional love. Time to choose unconditional
yeah.
love. And it's very helpful because it's using language. It's very helpful for us to use language. So in those ways that I was just describing, you know, oh, yes, please, thank you, I love you. Choosing unconditional love. All right, here we are. Here we are, Jennifer. We're choosing unconditional love. I'm right here with you. What now? What now?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So don't let it fool you into keeping you mute while it talks. We want to talk too. And we want to talk
mm-hmm.
about what is true and what is so.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So thank
yeah,
you so much. It was wonderful to hear you and speak with you and to be here and to go up against it. So I'm going to stick with
yeah.
my commitment to continue to get into the queue, and I'm sure I will talk to you again soon.
And as I said on open air last night to some of your retreat mates, stick close. Okay, stay really close, because that's what that system is going to try to do, is separate you out so that it can talk to you and try to get you alone and convince you that that it is the relationship you choose. Choose practice.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
Take good care.
So grateful
Go
for
happy.
The yearly call. Thank you so much, Gesho.
Yeah, Gesho.
Thanks, Jennifer. So, Sherry, the power just went out, so I have lost my ability to host the show, and I can't mute Jennifer.
Oh.
So, Jennifer, if you are still on the line, just mute yourself, please. And I just texted someone to get them to see if they can do the show and host the show, so we just have to wait a few minutes, Sherry, to make sure that
okay.
that's a possibility.
All
but
right.
we could keep talking if we want to.
Yeah,
at
tell,
this point,
yeah, yeah
I have,
tell us what you saw, although I know you're multitasking. Wow.
Yeah, I
out.
Just...
That's extraordinary.
Yeah. There it goes. I think Bob just came online. And,
okay, and you're fading, so that's good. We will welcome Bob and bid you adieu. Thank you.
Well,
for,
actually, I think my power just came back or something. So hang on a second.
Okay.
I think it was my personal hotspot. So let's give it a whirl this way and see what happens.
Okay.
And Ashwini, I am here and set up in case you need help.
Great. Thanks, Bob. Let's just.
What a team. See, when I
All
encourage
right.
people, when I encourage people to stay close to practice, stay close to Sangha, there's a perfect example, right? Somebody's always got our back.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. Bob, will you just stay online in case I let in case the computer fails again? Because I think I'm on my hotspot. So.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. And here's our next caller, Sherry. You're live on the air.
Right.
Please introduce yourself.
Hello, it's Colin here.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? It's Colin here in Kent.
Hey, Colin. Boy, now this, usually you sound like you're at the monastery. This time you sound like you're in York.
Okay, I'll pick up a bit. Is that better? Can you hear now? Is that better?
Colin, we can
Are
barely
you there?
Hear you.
Okay, I'm speaking as loud as I can.
Yeah, there's some sort of interference on the line. It's like I don't know what you'd call that, but it's louder than you are. Are you on new earbuds or on the computer or?
I'm just as I normally am.
Oh dear.
Colin, would you mind calling back again? And we'll try to take another caller while we troubleshoot that part. I mean, what's going
okay.
on there?
Okay, sure.
All right.
Sure.
Thanks, Colin. All right. Here's our next caller, Sherry. Okay, I just, my system just quit. So, Bob, you're going to have to bring on the next caller.
All right. Thanks, Ashwini.
Okay, sounds
brave
good.
Brave effort.
All right.
Hey, Bob.
All righty. hello. Good morning. All righty.
Good morning.
All right. Here is our next caller. You're now live. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Greta.
Hey, Greta.
Good morning.
Don't you love technology drama?
Yes, and I just don't know what the planets and the moon are doing, but I was having all kinds of it yesterday, so I completely get it. It's crazy.
Wow. All right. Well, what's
okay.
going on with the assignment?
Well, what I've committed to this month is to get up every morning for a virtual meditation, which I haven't done because of a lot of excuses, but in part because of some of the health issues I have. However, what I've found is that I can indeed get up and participate, and it's made life-changing experience, you know, just different.
Oh, good for you. Good
yep.
for you.
Yep.
Can I just stop and underline a couple
mm-hmm.
of things in that before you go on?
Mm-hmm.
So, because Jennifer, you know, started us off talking about the amount of resistance that we run into when we attempt to make any kind of commitment to be present, right? And so, you commit to getting up every morning for virtual meditation. Well, you know, ego, karma, self-hate is just going to go after that like all those horrible images of, white on rice, okay? And so it turns out that there's some truth to it, that there are times that you actually can't follow through on what it is that you want to do. But that's not
mm-hmm.
that's not a win for ego and a failure for you. That's simply what is. And it doesn't stop you from today making that same commitment to do the very best you can in the morning.
Yes. And what I saw this morning, there was a lot of things going on this morning very early, and I don't think I got very much sleep and blah, blah. So it would have been a morning I could have just kept sleeping, but
mm-hmm.
I didn't. I got up because very often I fall back asleep right before it's time to get up. And
yes.
what I noticed,
yes.
Yes,
which we start
what
noticing,
I noticed,
which we start realizing, Greta, is not an accident. Right?
Yeah.
It's that
mm-hmm.
creepy kind of, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So when I got to the cushion, I really saw that one decision is the slippery slope. So one morning that I sleep in because I listened to a voice that said, I don't want to. Because
yeah.
if I give in to that one time, then there's no stopping the next time.
That's right.
It just comes
right.
right in and says, you did it that other day, and yeah.
That's right. That's why we use that image of the drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because all I have to do is buy one time, and that drug dealer has my number. And it's going to take a lot of no thank yous before that drug dealer decides to work on somebody else. So I say no thank you, no thank you, no thank you, no thank you. And a month later I say, oh, okay. I mean, now I have just upped the need to say no thank you for longer. And that's okay, because practicing saying no thank you, or in your case, actually, I'm going to go with what I've committed to. That's what we want to do. So it's really not a problem. It's just important to realize exactly what you laid out, that the stakes are really, really high.
Right, right. And I guess the other thing, I mean, it's not the first time this has happened, right? This is not the first time. And the light, you know, the light just shone a little brighter, or I got to see it penetrate a little further in this case. But the other part of it that I see is what we've been talking about is we don't have to make these humongous practice commitments, and it really doesn't matter what we commit to. It's just that we, like, are sincere in our commitment, and we make our best effort to follow through, and then we
get
to see whatever is available to see. And in this case, well, like, well, aren't you always supposed to be meditating? Well, I don't know. I'm going to try and find out.
That's what I'm working to find out. What a really good point. Which brings us back to Gary Zukav, which is a huge spiritual deal that you just laid out, which is, in his way of saying it, 10% of us makes a decision, makes a commitment, and 90% of the universe gets behind it. So that's that place of it starts feeling like there's more on the team than me. You know, it just drops in, and there's the clarity, and here comes the willingness, and I do it. And the next time it drops in, and there's the willingness, and I do it. And we can have that feeling of, what is different about this than the way it used to be? And the difference is, I'm looking to life, to intelligence, to authenticity, to presence for guidance, rather than looking to ego. That's the big difference.
Exactly. And one more thing about it is, we then get to see, if we're with life, we get to see, what is it about meditation, Laura? In my case, there are things that I do in the morning that I really enjoy, that, you know, meditation and recording and listening and reading from a spiritual type of book or whatever. There's a little morning ritual that anchors my day, and conditioning does not want me to have that experience.
That's exactly right.
So the pushback is hard, is loud and clear, as you say, and that practice of knowing that we don't want to give in to the drug dealer, then we're choosing life and choosing for this human being.
That
relationship then gets to be so much stronger and happier and healthier.
Yes, which brings us to, we will do for the love of others what we would not be willing to do for ourselves. Because you're learning to do it for that human. You're doing it for that person whose salvation is hanging in the balance, and you're going to show up for her. You just don't.
Yes, and I'm so grateful.
This is the very best of your ability.
I'm grateful to show up every morning for this practice opportunity.
That's
so thank you,
exactly,
and
right.
Shwini and Bob and everybody who makes it possible.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Greta. Go happy.
Thank you. Go happy.
Thanks, Greta. And Shreya, I'm just going to bring on the next caller. And we have Colin back, so let me try and unmute him and see how that's going to work.
Okay, great.
Colin, you're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself? Or just say you're Colin.
Hello, can you hear?
Hey, Colin.
Oh, good. Can you hear me?
Well, it
sounds
like you're down in the tube, but let's give it a go.
Okay. I'll make it sound exactly as I can.
What, Colin? It's not working. Because whatever it is, as soon as you start talking, there's this loud noise on the line that is actually louder than you are, at least for me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my experience as well.
Okay.
Okay,
Darn. Don't give up, though, okay? Don't
give up. I won't give up. I won't give up.
The planets will realign. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Colin. Yeah, we'll definitely try back tomorrow and see how that goes. All righty, Sherry, let's bring on our next caller. Let's see here. All right, next caller, you're now unmuted. Will you please introduce yourself?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Marianne.
Hello, Marianne.
I have to say, I love this show because it is so real. We don't have studio directors switching things around so that it's seamless and it looks like there are never any problems.
Uh-huh. We are real life, huh?
Well, it models, you know, people, you know, monks being present and dealing with what is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because stuff happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And so, can we be with it in unconditional love, or do we have to let ego get in a twist about it and think that that's what's real?
Yeah, so just that, just supporting the people who are, mentally supporting the people who are struggling to do this, but just also noticing, okay, they just deal with it. You know, it's just a wonderful part of practice.
Yeah, good, good. I'm glad, because it's certainly the happy part of practice.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, just to be with whatever is, that's kind of the whole thing the Buddha taught, right? When we're here with whatever is, life is good and we're happy. When we go off into how it should be or how I thought it was going to be or, oh, God, I feel bad because it's not the way, you know, then we suffer. And it's not because of whatever the circumstance. It's not because of technology, right? We're not suffering because we can't, the computer won't do what we want or the power goes out or what. That's not why we're suffering. We're suffering because we're in that conversation with ego about there's something wrong and I want it to be different from the way it is. That's
yeah.
Where the suffering always is.
Yeah, so I think this is, you know, it's just, it's perfect to have this kind of show to show us that.
Good. Good. I'm glad. You know what that tells me, Marianne?
What?
That tells me that you are pretty darn present to receive that, to see that. Because if you were identified with ego, there would be something wrong. You know, well, why don't they, or what's the, you know, come on. You know, I set this time aside to do this, and it's not working. People could do that.
Yeah,
if they identified with ego.
Yeah, so this is just another part of the container that helps us. It's like the assignment about the when you hear some negative message to support yourself. This is just another kind of way you can do that. It's just, when I hear that, it's just like, that's just the way things are.
Yes, yes. So let's be here with it.
Yeah, and maybe just support the monks who work so hard to put the show together, all the people doing all the technical stuff, just as a way to support them, like, we're here with you.
Right, right, yeah. And then it just feels good, doesn't it?
It just makes us
happy to be in that place.
Yeah, it could be because we're not separate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not them doing a show and me being the recipient of it.
Yeah.
This is our practice. we're doing this together.
Brilliant.
Mm. Good. All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank everybody who participated.
And thanks to everybody.
Yeah. To everybody who participates.
Well, yeah.
Go happy.
It's us. Go happy. Thanks,
bye,
Marianne.
Bye, Bob. Bye, Ashwini.
Wherever you are.
Thanks, Marianne. And we have time for one more call, so I'm going to try and get one more person on here, Sherry. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry. Hello, Bob. Hello, Sangha. This is Brian from Detroit.
Brian?
Yeah.
What are you seeing?
You know, I've been trying to find ways to give back to the community, and I think the recording and listening is so helpful because I made a recording about all the things that I have, not the things I want or the things I need, but the things I have right now, which is, you know, my ability to love and my ability to be a conduit for the universe and all these like wonderful abilities that I have. And it's been really neat to go back to the recording over and over again during the day when I get to the spot where conditioning saying, well, you don't have anything to give. You have to get something to give first.
Mm.
So it wants me to go into that space where I'm not enough. Where
And the lie has been revealed.
Oh, and yeah, it's over and over again. I just keep coming back to the fact that I have all this to give. I mean, it's pretty amazing to be in that place where, you know, if I'm just still and I listen, I find ways to give back all the time to everybody.
Yes, Brian, because of the word that you used, right? You're a conduit, right? From ego's perspective, well, you, Brian, you, individual little human being, you need to have all this wonderful, big, grand stuff that you personally can give.
Right.
And that, of course, just makes us and probably those people who care about us completely miserable. Right. But when we realize, a la St. Francis, you know, that we are an instrument to be used in the service of all, which is true for all of us, right? So here we are all together. And then you're looking to life for what now? And there's always plenty.
Yeah, there's that different, there's thinking about things, which ego loves. Thinking about puts me directly in the middle of the universe. Or it's just the other type of thinking, which is the being thinking with whatever's going on. And I find it remarkable that all I have to do is be quiet and listen to my own heart. And the universe just talks. Amazing things come up that say, you can do this, and you can give this, and you can give that. And it's endless. I mean, humans' ability to give is just endless. But as soon as ego walks in, it's like limited. Even if you do give, you can only give this much, and then, you'll be out.
And then it doesn't count. It doesn't really count. It's not enough.
Well,
it's
no, because really... you didn't get enough to give away. You didn't achieve something to give away, so it's not important. Even a smile or the smallest thing can make the biggest difference.
Yes.
The tiniest stuff.
A heartfelt
stuff.
Thank you.
Oh.
Noticing something about someone that you appreciate and letting them know.
Telling somebody what you're seeing and in a way that really supports them. And I mean, I know I walk away from those encounters. When someone does that for me, it lights me up. It's a great feeling. So, it's been a great month. Lots to
good.
Do. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm so glad Because those are really critical things for us to remember. That, ironically, all the happiness in life is ours when we stop wanting anything other than what we have.
Yeah, when you actually see what you have, well, for me anyway, what happened was that I have everything.
Yes.
And I never...
That you actually want.
Yeah. And yeah. More, if I want to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I just... Yeah. Yeah, and it's an amazing feeling to
really
wake
is.
Up and listen to a recording and go, yes, you know, I don't have to get anything today. I can just be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm all geeked
yeah,
up
because,
over it. I'm pretty excited.
Because what do we really want? We want love, and we want to be happy. And both of those only reside inside our own being.
Yes.
That's
yes.
the only place that we'll ever find them.
Yes, because
what you're describing.
And by now, you'd figure, isn't it wonderful that I've come to a place in my practice where I see that, where I can look at that and go, well, I can quit looking out there, because that's not me looking out there anyway. That's just ego wandering around.
And just trying to get fed.
Trying to get fed, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, wonderful
All
show.
Right.
Wonderful show.
Yeah.
I love
Thank
you, guys.
Thank you, Brian.
Take care.
Thank you so much. All right, you too. Gotcha.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brian. And I love that conversation, Sherry, because to me at least, like the quickest route to the love and being happy is actually just getting here. And
yeah.
the conversation can always be about all the other things I need to do to get to those things, but really it is just showing up in this moment.
Yes, yes. And as has been, people have been talking about recently, just this moment, right? Just
mm-hmm.
this moment, yeah. And everything, just this moment, and everything we wish for is here. It's just miraculous.
Mm-hmm. All righty, so that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry, and here is our assignment for today. Your assignment, do your daily practice. Come up with a special way to express appreciation for the practitioner. Remember, appreciation is not related to performance. We are practicing unconditional love and acceptance.
That's beautiful. All right. Well, thank you, Bob. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you, Ashwini,
no
wherever
problem.
You are out there. And thanks to everybody. Go happy.
All right. Go happy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.